That's an understatement. It really was. Listen, we all watched Much religiously as music lovers growing up back in the day as kids. But, you know, entering these contests, winning these contests, getting a foot in the door at Much Music, becoming a VJ. Yeah, I was going to go on to become a teacher like my older siblings are. But winning in this contest and diving headfirst into the world of music, it was a dream job that came true for me. And who knew it was going to last so long? And who knew I would never have to fall back on teaching?
Who would you say was the most challenging band to interview?
Oh, no doubt, Green Day. Oh, sorry, not the band, no doubt, but answering your question, no doubt, Gwen Stefani, no doubt, were the nicest, like, nicest people. But Green Day always gave me a tough time. I don't know whether when they were in Toronto, they watched Much and they saw that I was always interviewing the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, but whenever I interviewed Green Day, they always gave me a tough time. But I think they gave everyone a tough time. They're these punk kids out of California doing their thing the way they want to do it. So, yeah, it was always a challenge. You never know where it was going with Green Day.
Now, who would you say was the most difficult VJ to work with down on Much Music?
I'm not going to answer that question. I loved all the VJs, even Ed the Sock, who called me a moron on a daily basis.
What was your most embarrassing moment on live TV at Much Music?
There was this artist. She was a female out of New York City. Her name was Alana Davis. And she had a hit here, a hit there, nothing huge that was going to take the world by storm. But you remember, Derek, our Canadian artist, Alana Miles.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of my live interview on Much Music with Alana Davis, I said goodbye. Thanks for coming in, Alana Miles. But it was Alana Davis. So that was very embarrassing. But yeah, when I called an artist a different name, that wasn't cool.
Rick Campanelli, a.k.a. Rick the Temp. He's going to be in Edmonton on Wednesday at the Windspear Theater for the premiere of the documentary 299 Queen Street West. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to see you Wednesday.
Can't wait for Edmonton on Wednesday, Derek. Yeah, loving Edmonton. I haven't been there in years, so let's do this, City of Champions.
All right, we'll see you Wednesday. Thanks for your time, Rick.
All right, Derek. Take care, my man.